1077 RKR, Mark Frickhouse from the Rocker Morning Show. Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Hopefully your week is off to a great start. It's a little bit early for me. I had a bit of a late night last night. We're at our boss's house, our old boss's house. We still work with her, Mary, part of the Woo crew. We're doing the fantasy football draft number one. I'm only doing two drafts this year. That's how much I did last year. I don't think I can handle more than two. I got dudes who are in this league who are doing like five different leagues. I'm like, you guys have way too much time on your hands. I can't handle it. But this is more of a low-key league. We did do like the keeper system. I got a pretty decent team, I'm telling you. But it's always like the next day, I almost feel hungover. I didn't even drink while I was there. I'm almost hungover from the food. We had like wings, there's pizza, like buffalo chicken dip. Like today I am having diet air for lunch and maybe chasing it with a low calorie water for dinner. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frickhouse. I love scrolling through Facebook because I'll just come upon all these weird videos, and it's where I find the most interesting things about Michigan. Now, I follow a lot of Michigan pages. One of them was Michigan tourism, which I like to do because there's still so many places in Michigan I haven't been to. There's an old cartoon that teaches people about Michigan. I don't know if you've ever seen the Michigan cartoon, but this thing is super funny. First off, it's kind of weird. There's like this dude like smoking in a giant ashtray. He's like smoking a cigar in a giant ashtray. But it is some funny. It's pretty funny how they describe Michigan, saying that it's in the north central part of the USA and not the Midwest. But they do talk about some of our, you know, natural goods that we have here, some of the Great Lakes fish that we've got, obviously the cherries, but super cool. I've never seen this Michigan cartoon before. I don't know if it was played like on Merry Melodies or what it is, but the video's up here on the 1077 RKR app, and apparently George Washington had a bit of history in Michigan, but that's alleged. This is a cartoon after all. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frickhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1975 is the third studio album from Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. This is one of Bruce Springsteen's most arduous albums. He spent so many painstaking hours obsessing over the sound of the album, and it really came through as one of his best works. Featuring 10th Avenue, Freeze Out, and Born to Run, this is a staple rock album of the mid-70s. If you don't have it, pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frickhouse. So I've got quite a few friends and coworkers who have kids, and there is one big pain in the butt that they are dealing with this year. And this has been building. It's not just happening this year, but it's becoming more and more of an issue, is people who are dropping their kids off having to wait in these super long lines, these drop-off lines. If you're a parent and you're dropping your kids off, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've got friends who have kids who go to school in Battle Creek. I got a coworker whose kid goes to school in Battle Creek. There's one school in particular I talk about on this article on the 1077 RKR app where these lines are just long. Like, depending if you have kids that are going to middle school or high school or both, like if you got multiple kids, you're going to be waiting in these lines for like at least an hour. These drop off lines are getting crazy. There's even a woman who went viral some years ago talking about these drop off lines, saying, I'm only going to say this once. If you have to bathe and dress your kid, comb their hair, scramble them an egg, and write them a send off letter before they can exit the car, you do not belong in the school drop off line. Only people who raise their kids to jump out of the car with backpacks loaded like they're storming the beaches of Normandy while the car is at a slow roll are allowed in the drop off line. I will be giving stink eye warnings today, but tomorrow I'm issuing citations. I want to know from you guys, I think she pretty much nailed it. Where are some really bad drop-off lines where your kid, like you're dropping your kids off? Where are some really bad lines at that you guys have to sit in? 978-1077. I know it's not easy out there for the parents. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's a lot of old school brands. I've been talking to my friends that just have not been around in so long. There's so many old school brands that I would love to see make a comeback. Because we're talking even about some of the changes that people have made to their products over the years. And I'm like, even some of those products that haven't gone away, I'm like, bring the old version of it back because it was so much better. Like, when they brought back Surge, I was very stoked about that. And then I had it and I was like, you know, maybe it's because I'm remembering it a little bit differently because I was a kid then, but there was just something a little off about it that just, I don't know, it didn't feel right. But if up here on the 1077 RKR app, we talk about brands that are actually quietly making some comebacks. One of them, which I was very surprised about, Atari. ESPN reported that Atari is getting ready to drop the GameStation Go, the portable gaming system with the built-in screen that you can take anywhere, kind of like the Nintendo Switch. Also, My Buddy, which is hilarious because this is literally what I looked like as a kid. I used to hide this thing in my brother's crib and I used to hide it in my crib and fake my parents out, pretending like I was sleeping in my bed, but I would just sneak into my brother's crib. This is after he was born. I wanted to sleep in the same bed with him. Apparently, I was just really into my new brother. So up here on the 1077 RKR app, you can take a look at these old retro brands that are making a comeback. And hit me up, 978-1077. I want to hear from you what old brands you would love to see make a return. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I totally understand the idea behind Crocs. I have never been a huge fan of them. I can't look at someone wearing Crocs. Like, I guess it's like, it's different if you're a kid, but as a grown ass adult, I don't think there's any reason for you to ever be wearing Crocs unless you're like camping or, you know, you're like, you're outside, you're on like a campsite. I guess that kind of makes sense, but no reason for it. You know, just got to wear shoes. That's just my opinion though. However, all those people out there who do wear Crocs and are football fans, the Detroit Lions have apparently been selected as one of 14 teams that will be upon the initial release of the Crocs that are themed after football teams. So Detroit Lions are going to have their own Crocs. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can actually see these things. I will say, as far as Crocs go, they look cool if you just ignore the design of Crocs. But I don't know. Listen, just because you slap a Detroit Lions logo on it does not mean I'm going to be wearing Crocs. I refuse to. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We have a good friend, Wendy Pulaski from Windmuller Inc. in Kalamazoo, who won Workplace of the Week for her workplace. So we're throwing them a pizza party this week. It's very simple, guys. If you want to get signed up for your workplace to win a pizza party, all you have to do is click the workplace button on the 1077 RKR app or at WRKR.com, and we'll pick a new winner every Friday right around this time as we welcome in BC Pizza from Kalamazoo into the studio. We announce that new Workplace of the Week winner right before we crack that first beer of the weekend. Be a part of it. Get your workplace signed up to win a pizza party on BC Pizza Kalamazoo and 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Interesting news that Michigan might be getting a brand new interstate in I-73. There's talk of this new interstate. There's a proposal out for I-73, a highway that would basically stretch from the Upper Peninsula all the way to South Carolina and basically would take over US 127 that runs from the UP down to the Ohio border. This isn't a new concept. It's kind of been around for some years now, and it was pushed by a group called the I-73 Corridor Association. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you could check out this project, what it would mean for Michigan. I'm kind of curious from you guys if you think this would be a good idea or not. I don't know if it would help that transportation going from Michigan to Tennessee, because I've never had an issue. I mean, it is a bit of a drive, but I mean, we can't really do much about the distance between Michigan to 10. But I will say the idea of a new interstate would be interesting. But again, that would just add more traffic, and God knows we don't need that.